Mesechet Bava Kama Perek Yud Mishnah Beis Nazu Muksan Es Chamoro V'Nasu Lo Chamor Acher. If the tax collector takes your donkey and gives you a different donkey to replace it, Gazu Listim Es Ksuso V'Nasu Lo Ksus Acheres. Or if bandits take your clothing and replace it with other clothing that they stole from somebody else, Hari Elo Shalo, you're allowed to keep it even though the donkey and the clothing are stolen property that they took from somebody else. Mipnei Shahabalim Mityashin Mehem. Because we can assume the original owner was Miyayish, he said, Vaili, he saw a kiss, too bad that I will never recover my money. And once the property changes hands, this is called Shinei Rishus, and this would be a Kenyan together with the Yiyash, so therefore he can hold on to the property. Now the reason why we assume the Balaam was Miyayish is we are talking about that the bandit is Jewish, and in order to recover his property, he would have to go to a Jewish Bezdin, and Bezdin will not give him back his property unless he has Edom, and he does not have Edom. Hamatzo menanor, o menagayis, o menalistim. Somebody who recovers property from a river that was flooding it away, or from an army or bandits that had taken it, in nisyasu abalim hari elu shalo. If he knows for a fact that the original owner was miyayish and said violation is on kiss, then it would become hefker, and he can hold on to it. But if he does not know for a fact that the Balaam was Miyayish, then he would not be allowed to keep it. As we are talking about, the bandits are not Jewish, so therefore the owner would be able to recover it in a non-Jewish court, and a non-Jewish court would give it back to him, even in the event that he doesn't have Edom. So therefore, the owner does not give up on his property. So unless we know for sure he was Miyayish, he cannot hold on to it. If you find a swarm of bees, imnis yashu habalim harilu shalo. If you know for a fact that the balim were miyayish from their bees, then it would become hefker and you can keep the bees. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, nemenes isho katon lomer mikan yatza nechilza. Even a woman or a katon is believed to say that the swarm of bees that have entered your property came from such and such's property. And even though an Isha or a Katan do not have nemanis as far as Edus is concerned, but in this case, that they are saying that the swarm of bees that entered your property had originated from such and such's property, they would have nemanis, and you would have to return the bees to the person that they claim they had come from. Umahalech b'til sadech aver lahatzo es mechilo b'mhizik mishalei ma'shehizik. If a swarm of bees that you own enter your friend's property, you would be allowed to enter your friend's property to recover them, but if you damage anything while you're there, you have to pay. But if the swarm of bees come down on your friend's branch, you are not allowed to cut off the branch in order to recover your bees. Even on condition that you give the money, still, you would not be allowed to cut off the branch. Rabbi Yishmael v'noser, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, Av Kodesh v'noser, and Es Adamin. Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, says you would be allowed to cut off your friend's branch as long as you pay for that branch. Mesechet Bava Kama Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel. Amakir Kelav Usparo B'yad Acher. Somebody who had his kelim, his utensils, or his farm stolen from him, and then he sees they are in his friend's property, that he assumes his friend bought them from the ganav, and he has edim that are made that these kelim or farm originally belonged to him. The Yatzalo Shem Gneva Be'ir, and a rumor had already spread in town that these kelim or farm was stolen from him. So now we can safely assume that the person who has them now has bought them from the ganav. Yishavalo Lokeach Kamenasan the Yitol. The person who bought them from the ganav would make a shvua how much he paid for them, and that is how much he would receive from the original owner, and he would have to return the kelim or farm to the original owner. We are talking about over here that the original owner was not yet miyayish. He did not give up on recovering his property from the ganav. But if he was miyayish, he said, violate his sar and kiss, then the lokeach can hold on to the kelim or farm. He can't be forced to give them back since he was koneh with yish and shinei rishus. When it changed hands from the ganav to the lokeach, he made a kinyan on them, and they are now his. He cannot be forced to give it back. V'imlav, but if there was no rumor that had been spread that the kelim or farm was stolen from the original owner, lo koimenu, then the original owner does not have a right to say that this property was stolen from him. We simply don't believe him. Shani oimer machron la'acher lachlan zay. Menu, because I could say that maybe it wasn't stolen from him, maybe he sold it to somebody else, and this person had bought it from the person he sold it to, so therefore he cannot insist that the lokeach sell it back to him. But where there was a rumor that had been spread that it was stolen, then the original owner is believed, and he can buy it back from the